If you could let us know what's your name and your budget is first of all, that'd be handy from the town.
Right. Good morning, everybody. My name is Makhdoom Chishti, and I wear two hats. I'm also project coordinator, plus I'm chair of the Sufi Trust. Sufi Trust stands for Social Unity Foundation of Innovation. This organization was formed in 2000. Now, with the Near Neighbors project, our project called Mosaic Discussion Through Mosaic. Discussion Through Mosaic. So, this is the project. The aim of the project is to involve young people through the activities from different religions, so they can do some kind of a mosaic design and then produce some pattern. However, this project, I found out about the neighbors from one of my friends, and then I made a contact with Jessica. And I had a meeting with her and discussed about the projects. And same time, I was become aware of that the near neighbors is finding difficulty to encourage from Muslim community to apply for a funding. So we discussed and I said that I can facilitate a launch for near neighbors in a central mosque. And we held a near neighbors awareness evening. We got about 60 organizations came in, and through that, it's been our project started to get involved more wider than just itself, its own remit. We developed a context then with St. Albans Church, Shakespeare Birthday Trust, Varsaleeth Forum, British Army, and Police. You may be wondering why British Army and Police, because through this project we have developed a partnership with a number of organizations to have a Diamond Jubilee celebrations, which is happening in June. So we are involved the police and army to bring their bands, so it can be lightened up on the street, so people can see, and also it's awareness about the police to getting involved in the local communities, because we are going to do the tree planting as well. After these discussions, we have put the application in, and then we heard that due to shortage of funding, we won't be getting any funding, which suppressed my timetable, because we were thinking to start in April, and we did not. They said we don't know yet. And then next month, we had an email through that you were getting application has been successful. So it made us a little bit hiccups, but we were on back onto our project. Now, this project is not only is an activity, but also is a partnership amongst different communities and different organizations within the local area. And we meet every week to have a discussion and to planning whichever event we wanted to plan. Recently, we had a book launch from two different communities. One was Christians, another was Dr. Atkinson on neighborhood renewal. And that was quite successful activities happened. A direct beneficiary, we are hoping about 350 people, but indirectly we are there will be about 1,000, because each member of the family or the activity participant have different links with their neighbors and family. We also have started to host dinners at individual people's houses, so we invite one evening together and we share thoughts and just talk stress-free. So this is my project, I think through near neighbors, it has enabled a number of organizations to come together or to do it their own because present climate, most organization does not have enough resources to do this kind of work, and which Near Neighbors has enabled people. And one of our organization has benefited quite a lot.